I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoma's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have alternative R&B and pop from a musician going by the stage name How to Dress Well.
Yeah, it's not very often that I walk out of a show, but in 2010, I was in Denton, Texas for a small music festival and did just that. It was 1 a.m, the bar was especially smoky, and I just didn't get what the skinny white guy muttering in falsetto over harsh, feedback-laden noise was going for. If this is where R&B is headed, I recall thinking, then I'd be happy to dwell on the past. Now, 4 years later, I'm on my way to purchase What Is This Heart, the third album from that very singer Tom Krell, who performs under the name How to Dress Well. It's a beautiful, subtle R&B record, inspired not so much by a particular sound or movement as it is by particular singers and songwriters across the spectrum. Anthony Hegarty of Anthony and the Johnsons, rapper and singer Future, Bill Callahan, Beyonce, even Chris Conley of emo act Saves the Day. What they all share is an ability to bare all in a song, to get completely vulnerable in front of an audience. Krell's figured that out now too, and What Is This Heart proves that he's absolutely great at it. And in innocence I had wanted our love this to never subside. I never wanna miss a moment of night. That your nectar gives us on to the night. And now I know.
That's How to Dress Well with Repeat Pleasure off his new album, What Is This Heart, out today on Weird World Recording Company. Next, music videos by artists like Adele, Jack White, and Radiohead may soon be deleted from YouTube as it clears the way for its new subscription music service.
Now, last week, it was widely reported that independent artists' videos could soon disappear from YouTube. The colossal video network, which is owned by Google, confirmed that it would drop videos posted by record labels that refuse to sign licensing deals with the music streaming service that YouTube intends to launch later this year. In short, YouTube's moving to become more like Spotify, where users pay for a premium service. And that means mid-sized labels, such as 4AD, Matador, and XL Recordings, could be left in the lurch. They're upset because they claim to have been offered less favorable licensing deals than the major labels, and it's even possible that all their and their artists' videos could get dropped from YouTube completely. That's just speculation at the moment, but for now one thing's for certain. The medium you use to listen to Future Islands' Seasons is very much in a state of flux. Seasons change.
Future Islands with Seasons, representing the thousands of independent artists that could soon disappear from YouTube if a licensing agreement isn't reached with independent labels. Finally, we have a Wisconsin singer that our listeners might recall from a guest spot on another band's famous album.
You probably first heard Nika Danilova, who performs under the name Zola Jesus, singing the intro to M83's 2011 album, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, and I doubt you've ever forgotten about it. Her voice is such a massive, remarkable instrument that it elevated that song to a place it couldn't have reached without her, that felt like it was somehow both in outer space and the far future at the same time. Zola Jesus shared a new song called Dangerous Days yesterday, and like M83's intro, it's got her sturdy tone on the rise, leading the march into joyful, ecstatic pop territory. It's a really exciting song for me because it means now I won't have to fight through the grinding industrial drums her work used to favor to appreciate that awesome voice of hers. On the floor, on the ground, on the stairs, on the way. And this dangerous goal, this is what we say.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current issue of Look at OKC features Edmund Soul and pop band Matt Stansberry and the Romance on the cover. And as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.